This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Ches Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah at this point returns to the topic of Mishnayos Hey through Vav, where you have something that's inside of something that itself is inside of a Kli Cheres. Question of whether regular Etuma transmission of a Kli Cheres occurs in such a case. So the Mishnah discusses the following case regarding Maga Timei Meis. Person who contracted Tumah and became Rishon L'Tumah because he touched someone who himself had touched the mace. Somebody touches a mace, he's Avatumah, and so when he touches someone else, that person becomes Rishon L'Tumah. So we're dealing with that second person who is Rishon L'Tumah. Shehayu Achlen U'Mashkin L'Toch Piv. And this person had food and drink in his mouth. Since again this person is Rishon L'Tumah, he makes the food and drink in his mouth, Tumah is Sheini L'Tumah. If Hichnis Rosha Lavir Atanur Tahar, if this person, when it stuck his head into the airspace of a heretofore Tahar, or the word oven, hopefully it wasn't on at the time, the halacha is Timuhu. The Tame liquid in this person's mouth makes the earthenware oven Tame, meaning the person himself cannot make the Tanur Tame because he's only a Rishon L'Tumah. And a Rishon L'Tumah cannot make utensils Tame. The food certainly cannot make the earthenware oven Tamei, for the food is merely Sheni L'Tumah. But the Tamei liquid makes the earthenware oven Tamei. This is based on the special rabbinic decree of Tumas Mashkin, the Rabbanit said. They don't want us to confuse this with a case where you have a secretion of a Tamei person like a Zav, or that's a very high level of Tumas. So the Rabbanit said that if a liquid becomes Tamei, then it's treated very stringently. And specifically, one of those stringent rules Rabbanan applied is that liquid that's Tameh can make even utensils Tameh. Even again, in a case like ours, where the liquid, according to the normal rules, should only be considered Sheni L'Tumah. And so the earthenware oven becomes Tameh. And so the Mishnah teaches that the Tameh liquid in this person's mouth, which again has the capacity, based on the rabbinic decree, to be Metameh even Kelim, is not considered Tumah Belua. It's not like the case of Mishnah Hay, where there was a sheretz that was swallowed inside of a live chicken. Where we said that's considered swallowed of Tumah and does not have the capacity to transmit Tumah. Now here, where the Tumah source in question is not swallowed up, it's in the person's mouth, even though it's completely encapsulated inside of the person, it doesn't have the halachic status of Balua and therefore does transmit Tumah to the earthenware oven. Conversely, let's say a Tahar person had Tahar food and drink in his mouth, and he stuck his head, and with the food and drink still inside of his mouth, into an earthenware oven that was Tameh, the halacha is Nitmu. The food and drink in the person's mouth become Tameh. And the point here is that we do not say that because the food and drink is inside of the person's closed mouth, that maybe it should be like a case of tzamid pasil. It should be like the Torah's case of food that's inside of a sealed earthenware container. Torah says that the sealed container shields the contents from Tumah. But that's specific to a sealed earthenware utensil. Torah essentially says that since an earthenware utensil only conducts Tumah from its inside, if the utensil is closed up, the Tumah can't get in. But that has no relevance to contents inside of a person. If it's inside of his mouth, that fact does not shield the contents from Tumah, so the food and drink in the person's mouth become Tameh. Now, earlier we mentioned the rabbinic decree that says that if a liquid becomes Tameh, then we apply more strict Tumah rules to that liquid than we would to other foods that become Tameh. Now, we use the word liquid, the Mishnah word would be the word mashke, and it refers to specific liquids that we sometimes describe as beverages, including water, wine, honey, and blood is also considered a halachic mashke. The rabbinic decree that treats certain liquids very stringently in terms of the Tumah rules only applies if we're dealing with a liquid that is in the category of a mashke. The Mishnah considers the question of whether saliva that's still in a person's mouth is considered a mashke. Obviously, if it's considered a mashke, the idea would be that it's water. So mostly what saliva is, but maybe not, maybe as long as it's still in the person's mouth, it's considered a part of the person's body, and therefore not yet a mashka, not yet subject, therefore, to the aforementioned rabbinic decree. The Mishnah engages with this question through the following case. We have Haya Ochel Devela B'Yadai Misavos, person who is eating pressed figs with unwashed hands. Now, the Rabbanan decreed that if a person took his mind off his hands, meaning he can't be certain that his hands didn't become Tameh, that he has to consider his hands as Tameh on the level of Sheni Letuma. So practically that means that if he's a Kohen, he cannot touch Truma until he performs Netilas Yadayim. Once he washes his hands, then they're pure of any Tuma. So here we have a person who his hands were not washed, so his hands are Sheni Letuma. He was eating some figs. Now, when he picked up the figs to eat them, he didn't make them Tameh. These figs are not Truma or Kachem or anything, regular Chulin figs. And therefore, since the hands are only Tameh on the level of Sheni Letuma, Halacha's Sheni Letuma does not make regular Chulin food Tameh at all. So thus far, the figs are not Tameh. But if then Hichnes Yado Letoch Piv Lital Esat Srar, let's say he put his hand in his mouth to remove a pebble that got stuck to the figs. And in so doing, his hands, which are Sheni Letuma, touch some of the saliva in his mouth. Misha says, Rabbi Meir mitameh. Rabbi Meir ruled that now the figs are considered tameh. Because in Rabbi Meir's opinion, the saliva, even when it's still in the person's mouth, didn't move anywhere, it is still in its natural place where it was originally secreted. It already has the status of a mashka. And so the aforementioned rabbinic decree comes into play that says that if that liquid becomes tameh, it's considered a rishon letuma, regardless of the source of Tumah became Tameh from. And therefore, since we said this person's hands are Tameh, albeit only a Sheni Letumah, but his Tameh hands touch the saliva. And therefore, applying the rabbinic decree, the saliva becomes Tameh. Not only that, it becomes Tameh on the level of Rishon Letumah. So since you have this Tameh liquid that's considered Rishon Letumah, it touched the figs become Tameh. However, Rabbi Yehuda Mitai, Rabbi Yehuda ruled that no, the figs remain tahar. For Rabbi Yehuda's view, as long as the saliva is still in the person's mouth, it's not considered a liquid, it's considered as part of the person's body, and therefore the aforementioned rabbinic decree is not relevant, and so nothing happened here that should make the figs tameh. Because once again, the fact that his sheni letuma hands touch them doesn't make them tameh. They're regular chulin figs, which do not become tameh from sheni letuma. The Mishnah presents a kind of middle view. That is Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi said that the lachir depends. If the person had already moved the figs around his mouth before he put his hand in his mouth to touch them, then indeed they become tameh. Because in that case, saliva went on the figs in the position A in his mouth, and then the saliva, you know, with the figs went to position B in his mouth. At that point, Rabbi Yossi says, the saliva gained the halachic status of a mashka. And so made that subject to the rabbinic stringency. And thus again, his sheni letumah hands, which touched the saliva, made the saliva tameh in the level of rishon letumah. And so, since that's touching the figs become tameh. But im lo hafach tahar. If he reached his hands in his mouth before the figs moved around his mouth, and so the point is, the saliva was not displaced in its, you know, original place where it's secreted in the mouth. In that case, the saliva is considered part of his body, not a halachic liquid, and as such, there's no rabbinic stringency, so the figs remain tahar. Rabbi Yossi adds, Hayapunyon l'toch piv, if there was a coin in this person's mouth, and if one puts a coin in his mouth, it stimulates the secretion of saliva. Rabbi Yossi omre im litzimao tameh. If he had done this on purpose, he purposely put a coin in his mouth to stimulate further secretion of saliva to quench his thirst, so the point is this was intentional, then a different rule applies. The rule here is that even if the saliva did not move from one place to another in his mouth, it already is considered a liquid, because we don't just regard this, oh, it's just a natural secretion. No, he artificially created more saliva. So that already is considered separate and distinct from the person's body, and therefore it's a mashka where the rabbinic stringency applies, and so in that case, the figs would become tameh, and halach is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.